You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Zagura Wilhelm Juravicious with you. We'll be joined by DaKid at 2:30 for the Friday forecast. Don't forget today's edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team, it's unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. That's OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000. It's a Call Your Shot Friday, and again, we're doing giveaways every single Friday here on CBD, and today's Call Your Shot Friday, no different. Opportunity to win an autographed mini helmet signed by Ataba Rubin. So we're going to get right into this, but before we do, just wanted to ask the two of you guys, how good is Andrew Luck in terms of the guy? You guys have played both with great quarterbacks in the NFL. You've seen great quarterbacks. You've seen Super Bowl champion quarterbacks. Where does Andrew Luck stack up in your mind?
I'd love to play for him, I could tell you that much. I'd like to play on a football field with that guy because I think when you watch him, the skill set that he has, it's really, really evident. And it's already apparent that only a few years into the league that guy stands head and shoulders above a lot of the other players. And, you know, when the Bradys leave and when Peyton Manning leaves, this guy's, I mean, he's the next them, and he's almost there now.
Yeah, I think when you look at the guys that I've played with Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and I think he does have it all, because I think you look at Phillip Rivers, strong arm, funky release, but he can't run, you know. And you look at Drew Brees, little guy, you know, student of the game, can make all the throws, but not a overwhelmingly strong arm. He's probably the closest to Aaron Rodgers, yep. But he's bigger. An inch and a half bigger, and he's probably 20 pounds heavier and as fast and as elusive and maybe not as accurate, maybe not quite as quick of a release, but as strong as an arm. So he's a culmination of the perfect quarterback. You know, it's like sports science created Andrew Luck and spit him out.
He's he's the kind of quarterback that I could see being in that meeting room and actually asking so many questions that it would drive an offensive coordinator nuts. It would either make him really, really happy that he's got that quarterback paying attention, but he just seems the kind of guy that thirsts for knowledge, you know. And I'm looking at, you know, Matt Hasselbeck was there. Matt was one of my, you know, one of the quarterbacks that I played in the Super Bowl. And, you know, Matt's a really smart guy. You know, he's been to the Pro Bowl a bunch of times. Matt's done a lot of good things throughout his career. And, you know, Andrew benefits from something like that. When you have a guy that, you know, who's been there and done it, and he's done it consistently for a long, long time, you can learn that way. So, you know, Matt's probably not only the backup quarterback, but he's obviously kind of like that second quarterback coach to Andrew.
And Andrew Luck, certainly a guy who can absorb information, retain it, and then use it to slice and dice defenses. We're going to go to the phone lines now. We've got Steven in Spokane. Steven, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I think the Browns are going to win 31-28. Four interceptions.
Four interceptions of Andrew Luck.
And they still score 28.
You gotta like that.
I think we have the best secondary in the NFL, hands down.
I think that a case can be made, number one in interceptions, that's for sure. How many passing yards for you for Brian Hoyer on this one?
Going 247.
247 yards for Brian Hoyer. Steve, appreciate it. What do you think is the one matchup the Browns have to win this game?
I think it's going to be a special teams fight, honestly. I think Spencer Lanning's going to have a completion in this game.
Spencer Lane calling for the fake punt right there. I like it. Steve Sainwork pulling out all the stops that you've been advocating all show and all week long, man. Let's go to Kevin in Worcester now. Kevin, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Are we going to see any of you guys at the listener party tomorrow?
At the listener party tomorrow? Are you guys going to the listener party tomorrow?
I'm not going to the listener party. I'll be on air covering the pre-Buckeye game.
The Buckeyes. There you go.
We'll be watching it there.
All right. Good. What call your shot, my man?
Unfortunately, man, 30-20 the Colts. He's too good. He is too good no matter what. It's hard to beat him. And with Miles Austin out, he takes a lot of the third and long completions, and we lose that. So, and Hawkins just, can we count on Hawkins to be that guy?
I think we will certainly find out. I think he will be tested. I think if Jordan Cameron is back, he will get some look on third downs. And hopefully this is the Josh Gordon has his big breakout game here against the Indianapolis Colts. Vontae Davis, by the way, has been ruled out. He is their best cover corner. That gives, I think, Josh Gordon an opportunity to have a monster game against this secondary of the Indianapolis Colts that will struggle without him. Greg Toler is a solid player, but he's not great. They might come up with Darius Butler, Josh Gordy behind. They are hurting at that position. I think it's a good opportunity for Josh Gordon. Did he give your Brian Hoyer yards?
I would say 287.
287. We like the sevens at the end here. I do think the third down issue with Miles Austin's a big one. We called him Money Miles. He was the guy that moved the chains. And when you think about the fact that we, even with Miles Austin, we're 31st in the NFL on third downs, that's a big loss, I think, and that's been the reliable go-to target.
It is, and I think Miles Austin and what he has accomplished in his career makes him a great third-down guy, you know, towards the end of his career here in Cleveland, and he's been a huge advocate for us on third down in a very comfortable position or comfortable route combination for Brian Hoyer to throw to, and I'd be surprised of who they have running that Miles Austin route, because it's not like Miles is the fastest. It's not like Miles gets out of his cuts the best. He has very reliable hands and makes catches in tight windows, but I think if we could find a Gabriel or a Hawkins running those types of routes and maybe even getting more open and opening up a bigger window because they are a little bit faster and a little bit quicker out of cuts, might be a great position for those guys on third down.
You know, Miles, not only, yes, he may be a little bit slower out of his breaks and all that, but the thing I think where we're really going to miss Miles is his size. I mean,
yep.
He's another big
yep.
receiver.
Yes.
He may not be the fastest, like you said, Matt, but he's a big receiver. He can body up, catch the slant routes, do a lot of bodying up on the sideline, and do the little things to get those first downs. So, when you look at the size of our receivers now with Miles being out, obviously we get a little bit thinner with, Travis Benjamin, a little bit shorter. But the thing is, this could be the type of game, too, where we see the reemergence of Travis Benjamin, where we're doing them crossing routes and we're able to stretch the field and kind of take advantage of a weaker Indianapolis secondary with Davis being up.
Well, I wonder if we'll see Rodney Smith, 6'5", 220 pounds, big-bodied guy from Florida State in his second year in the league. We got him from the Minnesota Vikings, and if you were to go back and watch the preseason tape, he was the guy that Teddy Bridgewater hooked up with for two big plays to defeat the Arizona Cardinals, including one in the red zone. He's a big-bodied receiver. I think he's a guy that might get a little bit of a look here with Miles Austin out this week. I don't know if they can carry that many active receivers, if they want to go all six, but if they do, Rodney Smith is the guy, at least from a size standpoint, who could fill that void.
Sure, it's just a matter of if he's gotten the reps all week and if Brian Hoyer has built that rapport and trust like he had with Miles Austin, especially on a down like third down.
I feel like sometimes, though, to throw a slant, when you're a big guy, if you get the inside leverage, throw the slant to him.
I agree with you. I mean, for fans out there, when you do have a bigger receiver, the things that you can do is you can be a little less accurate with
right.
your throws. You can body up. You can kind of muscle balls in there and hope that hit the receivers make the catch. But again, a bigger receiver gives you a lot of different opportunity, especially on third down.
You don't know anything about that.
I don't know. Not too much about him. I'm actually fatter now. So now I'm like tight end style here, like really fat. But it's interesting because, again, I've been able to see guys like Keyshawn Johnson who, Keyshawn wasn't the fastest guy, but what Keyshawn was able to do with his strength and size and getting off the ball, it was advantageous for him. And again, Brad Johnson, all the quarterbacks that Keyshawn's paid throughout the years were able just to put balls in there. And Keyshawn had such good hands and body awareness that he helped the quarterbacks out in tough situations.
Yeah, and that's what the Browns will be missing. Now, Josh Gordon should be able to fill that void some as well, but he's going to get a lot of attention, I'm sure, on third down. So if Jordan Cameron is back, Andrew Hawkins, Taylor Gabriel, Rodney Smith, you're going to need somebody to step up there. And Jim Dre, who's been very effective whenever given opportunities to catch the football.
He's done a great job.
He really has.
Really, really impressed with them, especially when you come in there and you're missing an all-pro tight end, and then to come in there, make big plays, probably a little bit better blocker too, than what we had there at number one originally. But again, he's done such a good job of kind of holding the fort down. I think that guy deserves a lot of credit for this team.
That's what he was brought in to be, a blocker, and by necessity, he's become a good pass catcher
right.
for this team, has Jim Dre. Let's go to Matt's favorite, Stan in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, what's up, Stan?
You know what? The three could make a good team in NFL. Coaches, administration.
Well, thank you, Stan.
You name it. You know, come to Section 118 on Sunday.
You're going to be in the house, Stan?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have my Cleveland Browns slung underwear on and all that. But I'll have my – no, you'll be able to identify with me. I have my Cleveland Browns sweatshirt, 1946, on the front. You'll never see one like that. You've never seen one.
All right.
Anyways, I want to pay my respects to Reggie out there in Youngstown.
Yep.
He brought up a point a little while back, and there's not enough tape on some of these players going way back. Paul Fort Warfield is the best I've ever seen. And I am an expert, believe me. In that era of football, Paul Warfield, with the rules changes, okay, you couldn't beat that guy. Honest to God, he was his vertical leap was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But anyways, you know, I could talk all day. I have about 40 different things, but you don't have a lot of time. You know, I'm going down to Cantonese Classic Fish for the pregame down
nice.
There in the flats to have a good meal. And those people are fantastic. They're good Italians that know how to do business in a proper fashion.
We know good Italians?
Yeah, you know that's right. Anyways, Matt said something earlier that, you know, the major concerns.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of concerns.
This week, certainly.
There's so many voids. You got to have all the tools in the toolbox. And I don't want to call my shot because I don't want to go negative on the Browns. You understand?
I got you.
I'm just praying for a victory because I want to see them win, okay?
We all do.
I'm sick and tired of complacency, status quo, same old excuses. We don't have enough of this. We traded this guy. We did this. We did that. You know, I read in the paper, my brother is deceased. Him and I used to go to the games. And there was a picture in the front of the plane dealer, all right, today. Vince Costello, Bob Gain, a couple of the other players. Jim, I don't know who else, what it was on defense. But those guys, my brother used to say all the time, he'd say, you know, those guys are dirty. They're the dirtiest players in football. But he loved the Browns.
Thank you, Dino.
I love Stan. My buddy Beatbox said he thinks he's our first the Whack Pack. He's our first Whack Packer.
For sure, dude. He is definitely not
my dad.
We didn't even
get to find out.
My dad is not a part of the Whack Pack.
We didn't get to find out how many yards Brian Hoyer. He's not even eligible to win the Ottawa
Reuben helmet. Is not going to be yours.
I wanted to know his thoughts on the yards. I tried. I couldn't wait anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dino. All right, let's go to Dave and Zor now. Dave. Maybe you should lead off with the Brian Hoyer passing yards.
The inner gold hammer came out in you, Dino.
Dino might drop you.
I've been saying this all year. Our Cleveland Browns are back. It's Moneyball time. We'll be ready to play. I think Hoyer's going to go off. I'll put him down for 390.
390? And what's the final score, Dave?
38-17 Browns. The Browns are back, baby.
The Browns are back. And now, listen, Colt McCoy threw for 392, three touchdowns against this team. Now, unfortunately, he still lost by 20 because they put up 49 on him, but you can throw the football on this defense. Ben Roethlisberger threw six touchdowns on this defense.
I think Joe Hayden's going to have a game
for the record books.
Who is? I think Joe Hayden's going to have a game for the record
books.
Yeah,
and that's where I was
cornerback in the National Football League, Joe
Hayden. I promise you that the Indianapolis Colts are good, but they will not score in the 40s against this defense. They will not.
No, they will not.
I don't disagree with you.
Unless we give them the ball or give them points.
And especially if some of the guys on the defensive line can really get their rush going.
Yes.
If they can work that rush in there and put a little bit of pressure on Andrew Luck, I agree with that, man. I think that's a great assessment.
I think it is a very good assessment as well, Dave. We like that. When we come back, we're going to continue with your phone calls, your thoughts, 216-578-0850 on this Call Your Shot Friday. Don't forget to give us your shot as well as Brian Hoyer's passing yards for a chance to win an Ottawa Reuben autographed mini helmet here. Still to come, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. He will be with us around 2 o'clock Eastern. Some sound bites from the Coach Pettine show from yesterday. And, of course, the kid will be with us 2:30 for the Friday forecast here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.